It is time for us to check the forecast and bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall, everybody. And
I was thinking about your sister yesterday.
Yeah.
Looking at the storm surge, there's lots of video coming out from where she lives.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It was, one of the worst storms ever to affect the U.S. I mean, it's probably going to be $1 billion in damage, but we shall see, when all said and done. Even today, they'll be able to see damage and everything when the sun comes up, because the storm right now is a tropical storm. It's south of Orlando. It's going to move off the Florida coast, become a minimal hurricane, in my opinion, and then hit South Carolina. From there, it's going to go up into the spine of the Appalachians. It's going to bring rain northward. But how far does the rain get? Good question. Right now, I have not put it in our forecast. Does not mean that we won't see any rain. It's a possibility we could see some rain later Saturday, Saturday night, but then it would push south again, in my opinion, on Sunday. So I'm just waiting until tomorrow before I include the word rain in our forecast. Unfortunately, I had to include the word rain in the forecast for New York City and New Jersey, which means I will have to cancel our movie shoots, the last two scenes on Saturday, and more than likely not even bother going up to the lake. And then we're going to just have to try to do it the following weekend, which is Columbus Day weekend, and it's closing weekend. So things have just not worked out to our advantage. There's no doubt about it. Now, unless, of course, things change by tomorrow. You know, we'll see.
Now, has your sister heard anything about her house?
I haven't heard a word from her. So I would assume she'll probably try to contact somebody today, but good luck if cell phones are out and there's no electric.
I mean, I was looking at all the video that came in from her town of the storm surge.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Well, she's in Venice.
How is that, north or south of there?
North or south of what?
Of where it came on board.
I believe the storm surge came on board in Fort Myers and Punta Gorda.
Yeah.
That's south of where she is.
All right.
So she may have not gotten the tremendous storm surge, but they were under a flash flood warning. They were getting 3 to 6 inches of rain like in an hour. So I'm sure there was tons of flooding. And I know they had winds about like 110 in Venice. When the storm made landfall, it was 155. Would gust to 190. So, it's very possible that the TV cameras weren't where the most damage occurred. And now today, when they start using drones and planes to fly over, you will see the areas that got damaged. But I can guarantee you it's going to be incredible, because there's got to be areas that literally have flattened houses, as if tornadoes ran through them. And there were tornadoes.
Yeah, did you see that video of the tornadoes tourists took at Epcot?
I did not.
Yeah, it did. It wasn't at Epcot. It was about 2 miles north of Epcot. But there was a video that showed the tornado forming, and sirens went off at Epcot.
Disney World. Yeah. Well, I know Disney Universal, I know they were all closed down yesterday, and I think they're closed down today as well. So, we'll have to see what kind of damage is done there. But as far as I'm concerned, the forecast goes for partly sunny today, mid-60s. Well, more sun today than yesterday and the day before. Clear tonight, 40 to 45. Sunny tomorrow, 60 to 65. I think clouds will come in on Saturday near 70. Again, I'm not sure if we're going to see any rain. And then I think Sunday it'll turn partly cloudy in the mid-60s. So that's our weekend forecast right now. Keeping it dry for us. You're moving south. You get down to Southern Connecticut, you will definitely hit into rain and drizzle. But up here, Berkshires, northward, you just may be cloudy and not have any rain at all.
Well, it's good. We'll see what happens. You know, there's we're definitely into fall. Even though it gets up to be 65, this is just a chill in the air. Yeah, I'm so depressed.
I don't know if I'm depressed or disappointed because, again, I was really hoping to wrap this movie junk up Saturday. And then I figured on Sunday I'd go to the studio and take down the sets and, you know, and put everything away there. And then I figured next weekend would be the weekend for me to close up my place. Now, instead, everything's going to have to be done next weekend.
So you're going to have quite a weekend next weekend.
I'm going to think about it. But anyhow, I did watch the latest episode of The Patient yesterday.
How was it?
And it's great. It's really great. It's, you know, it's just... It just keeps you on the end of your seat, wondering what is going to happen. I mean, I can't believe that I have to wait till next week to see the next episode. You really have to watch that. Marcia, you have to watch it. Steve Carell is phenomenal. I mean, not used to seeing him, you know, with such a dramatic, serious part, but he's doing phenomenal.
I watched this movie that... stars Sylvester Stallone. I forget what it's called. But it's an action-packed movie. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's just been out. Why can't I think of the name? Yeah, I know. Where he has superpowers.
Yeah.
And it was a good movie.
It was actually pretty good. Yeah, it was actually fun to watch. Yeah, it was fun to watch. Everybody's doing these movies now. There's another one coming out from DC about... an evil person that saves the world. Everybody's following in Marvel's footsteps.
Of course.
Because Marvel's making so much money.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I can't believe I can't remember the name of Stallone's movie. But anyhow, it's a good movie. If you like action, it's a good movie. And you know, he looks pretty good for his age.
Yeah, he's not bad at all, as a matter of fact. I mean, he's aged better than Schwarzenegger.
That's for sure. Yeah. Yeah, well, I think where Schwarzenegger went wrong is he got into politics.
That was his downfall. Got into politics, and he also got into his maid.
yeah, exactly.
That was...
Exactly. So, yeah, so that's that. Should be a quieter day for me today. Yesterday, I mean, I was watching that radar so intensely that, I mean, my eyes hurt by the time last night came around, you know, of watching the eye, seeing where it was going, you know, and it was a pretty incredible system, and I'm glad I wasn't there. Dan Henry sent me an email yesterday morning because I sent him an email, and I thought I'd share with you before we leave. He said, in line for sandbags as we speak, waited about an hour or so. I'm 35 feet above sea level, basically a mountaintop here, blah, 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 okay? And then yesterday, it's incredible, Pat. I've been a meteorologist for 10 years forecasting storms and in school for 4 years before that. But to be in the path of a Cat 4 or 5 as a homeowner, it's a panic I've never known. Power is still on, but likely out soon. Wind starting to whip. Keep us in your thoughts, Dan. And that was yesterday morning at 9:39 a.m.
So he was right in the path of where the major...
Yes, he was. Yep.
Well, 35 feet. If he was at 35 feet...
Right.
He was... I think he probably got some flooding, but he was high enough...
Not to get the storm surge.
Not to get the killing storm surge, yeah.
Yeah.
They figured anybody who was at... was at sea level 3 feet to 7 feet. If they lived in a one floor house, the water would be to their rafters. That's what they figured with the storm surge. But at 35 feet, it would be. But also, when you're higher, you can get more wind damage. So
well, that's the other thing, right? More wind, less storm surge, right?
So now will Dan be able to work this weekend?
We don't know. He's scheduled to work for me on Monday. I have AJ on standby in case Dan can't work. And then I'm kind of wondering, if I don't go up to the lake, if I'm even going to take that day off. I'd rather not use that day and take it off at another time. What if I have to go back to the lake the weekend after Columbus Day?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I didn't get everything closed up and put away. So you may hear me, you may not. I have no idea. Well, I guess we'll kind of find out tomorrow or over the weekend.
All right, Pat. Well, when you hear from your sister, give our best to her.
Well, thank you, and I'll let you know what happens there.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast. You're on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.